Yo, are you ready for the ultimate virtual experience? Oh my God! Join us for the second annual Respect the Hustle Conference. 2020 is the year of clarity, and it is officially time for us to manifest our visions. 2020 has dumped a lot on us, but sis ain't gonna win. We're gonna win, and we're gonna reach our goals that we set out at the beginning of this year to complete. 2020 is not yet over. There is still time for us to do what we wanted to do at the beginning of this year. Now, this virtual conference is 2 days with 20 speakers and unlimited knowledge. If you're finally ready to manifest your vision, do not miss out on this experience. Check out the link in the description of this podcast episode and reserve your spot. See y'all there. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Respect the Hustle podcast. My name is Tanisha J. English, and I'm the founder of TJE Communications, a boutique digital marketing agency helping small businesses level the playing field between themselves and large corporations. So, first things first, if you guys have not heard, Joe Biden has just announced that he is officially running alongside Kamala Harris as his VP. And Kamala has now made history as the first African American woman to be up for the job as vice president. No matter what your political views are, and no matter what your views are of Kamala, this is definitely history for sure. And this is monumental for Black women across all spectrums of political thoughts and ideas, whether you're on the left, the right, the middle. This is monumental for Black women. And definitely is just another stepping stool for other Black women across the spectrum to have their voices heard and to potentially be able to run on such a large platform like this. So, super exciting. But today I am here to talk with you about business tools. So I've mentioned, I think it was maybe the first podcast of the year, I talked about how you guys should really take a good look at your business tools and review them and just make sure that everything is up to par. If you do not remember that, the basis of that conversation was, you know, I feel like a lot of times, myself included, we kind of get trapped in this, just our everyday life. You know, we're busy. You know, we have different platforms and they kind of work for us, so we just deal with them, but sometimes they're really not as effective. So you really need to take a look at your tools that you've been using and just take a deep dive into all of these systems and just determine, you know, what type of impact they're truly having on your bottom line. Is the return on investment worth the cost of the platform? Are you able to obtain more business, more customers, more sales with this platform? If the answer is no, then you should know that it is time to find some new tools. Now, on the flip side of that, if you have a tool that is not helping or hurting, it's kind of just there, it kind of just exists, then you should still consider finding a new tool that can ultimately improve your business. The goal is to grow, and we want to grow consistently. And once we start to feel ourselves, you know, remaining stagnant, it's definitely time to make some moves. So with that being said, the first business tool that I recommend for every hustler out there, every business owner, is a social media scheduling tool. We know how important social media is to our marketing strategy. I do want to emphasize that it is just a piece of the marketing strategy. However, it is still important. Having a social media scheduling tool will just take that daily strain and anxiety. I don't know about y'all, but I get anxious when I'm like, oh crap, like I forgot to schedule a post. I forgot to post something today. So having a scheduling tool, you know, taking some time at the beginning or the end of the week to just schedule your content is going to just take that load off of you, that stress off of you. And also when you put content in a scheduling tool, it's a lot easier for you to pull that content and look at analytics to determine if the content is working and if it's doing its job to bring you more business. I do want to add, I'm going to tell you a couple of tools that you can try. Some of them I have used, some I am using, but I am not getting paid to say this. So take that and just use them at your own discretion. So the first social media scheduling tool I ever used ever was Hootsuite. And Hootsuite has grown tremendously. They've added a lot of different gadgets and things within their platform. And from what I remember, I haven't used it in a long time, but from what I remember, it was semi-user-friendly. I do remember the platform being slightly complicated. There's just a lot of pieces there. So if you're comfortable with something like that, check out Hootsuite. Something that's a little more basic is Buffer. Buffer is a decent tool I use for some clients. It's not the best tool at all. It just gets the job done. If you're just trying to keep it simple and schedule and just keep it moving, Buffer is definitely the way to go. There's not a lot of bells and whistles to Buffer that are included in your package. Now, you can pay to upgrade your package and pay for the different tools. I don't believe that you should pay for analytics, separately, but you can, whatever. So if you just want to get the job done, check out Buffer. Very easy to use. I mean, I like it, it's cool, but it doesn't really give you a lot of information. I've also heard of Later.com and Planoly as a tool that people like. I've personally never used those tools. I'm currently using Sprout Social. It is a paid platform. A lot of the ones that I've mentioned before do have some sort of free version to them for the most part. But Sprout Social is a paid tool. And I love it because if you're managing multiple social media accounts, you can respond to comments, DMs, and things like that from all of your clients in one place. So I personally am connected to a lot of different social media accounts for myself, for clients, for partners, and it is a hassle to flip back and forth between different Instagram accounts and try to respond to people's comments or respond to DMs and like people's comments. It's just too much for me personally to handle. So I like using Sprout so that I can respond to everybody in one thread, including my own posts, and it just makes life a lot easier for me. So number one, a social media scheduling tool. Secondly, you need an email marketing platform. Do not email like 50 people and like CC everyone or like BCC everyone, because first of all, it just doesn't look very good. Secondly, you're not gonna get any analytics from that. You're not gonna know how many times someone opened an email or if they forwarded the email to someone else or if they clicked on a link in your email. You're not gonna get that information. So by using an email marketing platform, you'll be able to really track your customers and have a clear understanding of the content that is resonating with them or not resonating with them. And you'll also be able to then pivot your email marketing strategy to appeal better to your customers. The OG in email marketing is MailChimp. There is a free version of MailChimp. I did find out, however, that now you can no longer schedule your emails if you're using the free version of MailChimp, which is interesting. So you may just have to set yourself a reminder to send out your email at the time that you want to send it. Otherwise, I personally do love MailChimp. It is very user-friendly. It's just a drag and drop kind of deal when it comes to building out those emails. Highly, highly recommend. I am actually in the process of transitioning away from MailChimp, moving into something called ActiveCampaign. I definitely recommend ActiveCampaign if you are a business owner who, like me, is in the growing stage where you're trying to get all your systems in place. That's where I'm at right now in my business. I'm at the stage now where I really want to take things to the next level. I've done a lot with MailChimp, but I think I've reached my capacity of the things that I can do with MailChimp to grow my business. So I'm transitioning out of MailChimp right now. Literally, I'm in the middle of it to ActiveCampaign. Both with MailChimp, I am using the paid version. With ActiveCampaign, I'm paying for that platform as well. It does have a nice price tag on it, but my goal is to really take my business to the next level. So I'm looking to have a return on investment that will make it worth it to me. So we're gonna try it out through the end of this year once things are set up and see what happens. And if things don't go the way I want it to go, I still have my MailChimp account. I'm not deleting it. I'm just gonna put it on pause. So that way, you know, if I need to go back, I definitely will. So that was the second thing. You need an email marketing platform. Number three, a project management system. Oh my God. So this has been a lifesaver for me, even though I'm guilty of not necessarily like following my project management system as best as I can. I really need to clean up my project management system because it's a hot ass mess right now. But I like to use it for my intern. Like I'll give, her tasks to complete and I can see when she completes them, and if she has questions for me, she can tag me in it. But essentially, this is like, you know how if you just take a sticky note and you make a to-do list, it's like a digital to-do list for you. And if you are like me, where you're managing multiple accounts, it's just easy to create different task boards for those different clients and put your projects on there so you can keep track of what's due, what deliverables you need from the clients who actually complete your deliverable for them. You can add your clients to their specific board so they won't be able to see everything, but they'll be able to see the boards that they're a part of. I mean, I love it. I'm using Asana right now. I'm using the free version of that. As of right now, it does what I needed to do. Another project management tool people love, a tool that I've used before, is Trello. Another free tool, very easy to use. I just liked the aesthetics of Asana better. So that's why I moved on. But both are equally amazing. Highly, highly recommend. Even if you're not, you know, an agency working with different people, like, it'll help you just keep track of all the things that you need to do for you, whether it be, you know, reaching out to customers or following up with prospects. I mean, something like that will truly help you just stay on task with everything. So running it back real quick, all hustlers and business owners, you should definitely get into a social media scheduling tool. The second thing you want to think about is an email marketing platform. And then lastly, a project management system. Okay, so that's all I got for y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Respect the Hustle podcast. I hope to, I can't really see you guys, but I hope you guys tune in next week. And with that being said, see y'all.